Welcome to the Tim and James universe.
The TJU is proud to present 31 Days of Horror, The Return. What's the matter? Scared to death?
Just think, Chucky's gonna be a bro.
That's right, everybody. You know what this means. It's day 15 of 31 Days of Horror, The Return.
I downloaded that video so I could have that song.
I was about to say, I forgot how good the fucking music was in this. And by the way, everybody, today we're going overseas to the land of Japan for Tetsuo, the Iron Man.
Our fans are familiar with that, though, with One Cut of the Dead and other great Japanese hits.
Earlier this year on 31 Days with Audition.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. So yeah, this is a 1989, real good, 1989 Japanese cyberpunk horror film. Cyberpunk big in Japan. Akira was like maybe a year before this or something like that or whatever, but it had been in manga for years at this point. But it took... the director Shinya Tsukamoto to bring it to film. Directed, produced, about, and written by.
You talking about this or Akira?
This.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
It was shot on a very low budget. Don't know if you can tell. It was a very underground style of production.
Yeah, when there are effects of them running fast or driving fast, is still shots moved?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Lots of, it's like stop motion, which is strange with like live action actors. You don't see that a lot. This is followed by two sequels, Tetsuo 2 Body Hammer, and which there was a Fear Factory song, probably inspired by that movie, and Tetsuo the Bullet Man in 2009.
Yeah, so and that one.
Very recent follow-up.
Yep, no one started a white guy.
Did it? I remember seeing trailers for this. And I was like, what the fuck is this movie? Oh yeah, it starred Eric Bosick. And then he's the only white actor.
Yeah, because I think he was married to like an Asian or something like that. Like he was a businessman, as they all are. Or salary man, as it says.
Well that is the term in Japan, yeah.
Yeah, two thumbs up. It's hard to even describe what this was and what was going on. There's a slight arc where it's like it's not just here's random shit in your fucking face. Like there is a little bit of a story that makes you go, oh, this is why it's happening to him. But then it doesn't explain it, like that wouldn't fucking happen to him. But it's. You know, he becomes a tank with the fucking dude he killed, and they're gonna turn the world into rust.
Essentially, like the first shot is this. He's called the metal fetishist.
Yeah, which I had a hell of a time pronouncing that word in my head when I was reading it.
Yeah, we see him like he's in like this old like kind of factory thing, like an outdoor factory, and he's like cutting his thigh and inserting like metal rods inside of his body and shit.
Yeah, like, he wants to be a machine, but it's like...
Yeah.
It's not how it works. He has a bunch of athletes, so I guess he wants to go fast, because that's why he's trying to put shit in his legs.
Yes, which you'll see them do later on.
Yeah. He puts it in there and wraps it up, and then you don't realize that time jumps, because he unwraps it immediately, and there's a bunch of maggots in there, which he freaks out, and it's just a couple minutes of him running, and then you see a car, you hear, like, screeching tires... And then you have, like, 4 minutes of like the camera just showing the front of this car with music playing, and then finally it stops and you hear like boom, and then it cuts to like some fucking English, like some Japanese dude, and then he starts flailing about with the song you heard at the beginning of this, and that's the title screen. It says Tetsuro, and it's like, what's going on? I texted my buddy. I was like, six minutes into this, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I remember I had heard a lot about this, but when I actually sat down and watched it, it was not what I was expecting. I was expecting like kind of, you know, like crazy kind of Japanese horror stuff, but instead I got fucking Eraserhead era David Lynch. And I was not prepared.
There was also not that much talking.
No. Same with Eraserhead. There's not a lot of talking in it. And again, the black and white aesthetic, low budget, lot of weird symbolism going on, like weird themes. Like at one point, because throughout the course of the movie, the salaryman is getting like more and more machine.
Like, and nightmare, not nightmares. I mean, he's awake. But yeah, he had some random woman chase him, like because she found some weird organic metal thing that she poked, and then it took over her hand. Then it turned her into like a zombie, which she chased him. But was the fetishist, was he inside the thing? Because there's a guy inside there that's like in black that's always like moving around and laughing and talking. Is that the
fetishist? Yeah. Here I have a nice little kind of paragraph, little breakdown of like all these big scenes. So I'll just like read what we're on right now because understand.
Okay. Hold on. Because you said Eraserhead. A family guy pissed me off because the new episode aired and like it was a good episode. But it's one of those random things where they're like, oh, it's 8 o'clock. We got to go check out the dumpster at a Goodwill. And like then one of them's like, you know, Peter, there's never anything good there. And they go anyway. And he's going through some box. And he's like, oh, yeah, Eraserhead. He's like, now I can have nightmares for no reason. And I was like, God damn it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'll try to find the clip, but it was just like,
Well, we know David Lynch has been on, like, he was literally playing himself or something. Wasn't he on fucking Cleveland Show, which never knew.
No, he was the bartender. Like, hey, welcome to the bar. And it's like, I thought it was some dude just doing an impression of him, but that was him as we found out. And
he was himself in one of the bits on Family Guy, though, the Christmas or whatever.
Yeah, like, did you leave a plate of
cookies for me in the future and in the past?
Yeah. In the future, leave a plate of coffee out.
Also in the past. I almost considered putting Eraserhead on the list for this year. I almost did.
Which I know it stars, there's a fish in the percolator.
There does. He is in there. He may have a line in it. I can't remember how much he talks in it. It's not a lot. Anyway, so I'll read this paragraph here, this part that we're on. The salaryman is on his way to work. On the platform, he sits next to a woman wearing glasses. She notices an abomination of flesh and metal on the ground. She pokes it with the pen and is quickly overcome by it, becoming a zombie-like puppet of the fetishist. So there's confirmation. The salaryman flees in terror to a toilet and is briefly able to escape by stabbing the woman with a pen and then running and hiding in a workshop. She soon finds him, but he is able to defeat her with his growing metal powers.
Yeah, and then it cuts.
So this is kind of like it's almost like I Know What You Did Last Summer, because it's kind of the same setup where they run this guy over and they just keep going, but then he comes back for revenge.
Which that did pop me off later on, the reveal of that, because then it cuts to him with this, like, not bad, she was a pretty Asian lady, dancing in some underwear with a very long machine-like, penis-like looking thing dancing around with it.
That's where symbolism comes in, like the phallic thing.
Yeah, kissing him, and then finally putting it in his butt, and they're just having a gay old time. And then it cuts to him waking up with her, and that's when he realizes, like, oh, that's his girlfriend. But then, like, they start banging, and then he starts freaking out, and then all of a sudden, hey, his dick turned to a drill, and then he runs to the bathroom, and she's like, it's okay, I can handle everything. And he's like, can you? And then, like, he starts really turning into metal. Like, earlier he had, like, a little thing on his face that he popped and put a Band-Aid on. And when he removed that, half of his face turned to metal. So she starts screaming, and she's, like, burning him, yelling at him. And he's still trying to do her with his drill and shit. There's a nice shot of, like, her underwear with the drill going between it. And I was like, oh, nice. You see, like, hair sticking out because, you know, they're Asian. And then, she ends up beating him down because she, like, stabs him in the neck. And then she thought she killed him. And then she starts humping him because she gets turned on. And then I think she thought she killed him. So then she, like, kills herself by sitting on his drill. But then he wakes up, and then he's, like, realizing what happened, and he's all upset. And then that's – she turned into the fetishist.
Yeah. Because
then they start attacking, and then he wants to kill himself, so he electrocutes himself. But it just furthers his, like, evolution and, like, more metal on him. So then – well, earlier – okay, I just remembered a part that kind of popped me off. Earlier in the movie, after he defeated that chick in the subway or wherever the fuck they were, he started, like, freaking out, dancing in a hallway, just kind of moving around and, like, changing. And I'm like, all right. And then I noticed something with his feet. And so when he got – he, like, moved it, and he had, like, little rockets on his feet. So then they turned on and blasted him home, and it just popped me off.
And this is where, like, the stop motion thing kind of comes in.
Yeah.
It's, like, a lot of – to simulate him going fast, because they don't have, like, a – they couldn't put roller skates on him or whatever and speed up the footage. They did a lot of, like – quick cuts, like it's just picture after picture after picture sped up to look like he's fucking hauling ass with these rocket feet.
Yeah, but it's really pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
So where'd I leave off? The fetishist is like fully emerged from her, like, because then she turns to like. It's hard to make out what it was intended to be. I think because the budget was so low, I couldn't tell if it was like. Supposed to be like mold or some type of metal or something like that, but or rust. But it was like she bubbled over and then it like fell to like dust, and then he arose from like the dust and he was like back. And then they had like I guess an epic chase scene where they were both kind of jetting out behind each other.
Yeah, a lot of, again, stop motion.
Because by this point he kept like electrocuting himself and getting metal thrown on him and shit like that. So he basically became, as the title suggests, an Iron Man. And then he was chasing him. They had a big fucking fight. And then at one point, that's when you realize, because it cuts back to, oh, while he was waiting for the machinist to appear or whatever, he kept hearing like a car crash, and the machinist threw like a TV in his face. And then that's when it like replayed what happened, where you're in the eyes of the fetishist. And then you see the guy that you've been watching get out of the car like, oh. And then you see the girl get out. And he like zipped up his pants, so she was like sucking him off driving.
Yeah.
When he hit him, and then they throw him in the car and they throw him in the woods. Cause earlier you see him watching a porno of like these two people doing it by a tree, but it turned out it was them. So like they just threw him in the woods, and then the girl started like getting turned on and they start banging. And she's like, he's watching us. And it's just like, oh, okay. So he's kind of a shitty dude. Like, so this is kind of like his punishment for, you know, doing this. But then after they fight, his power grew too big. And then I think at one point he even says like, this isn't killing you. It's like, you know, like he was surprised. And then eventually they fucking, he's this big mass, and they have like this weird moment where like they kind of fight where he turns into like a long neck, and then they combined and he's like the bottom portion while the fetishist is like standing above him like a statue almost with a machine gun. Yes. And they're.
It's very hard to describe. You have to just kind of see this for yourselves. Like again, I mentioned Akira earlier. It's similar to that, because at the end of that movie, was it Khan in it? I think it actually was also Tetsuo, was turned into this big just mass of flesh and like kept absorbing everything around him, be it flesh or metal. So that's kind of what's also happening here.
Yeah, and so they're just this giant fucking being, and then he's like, oh, I've never felt better. And then the other guy's like, the fetishist is like, we're going to turn the world to metal and rust, and it's just going to be a big rust ball. And then, like, let's go. And then they fucking take off, and he's, like, oozing, like, oil or metal from his mouth. And then it's just, like, again, stop motion with this giant fucking thing going through the city, and then fucking credits. And it was just like, huh?
Fuck yeah. That's it.
I'll tell you what, it makes me want to watch 2 and 3.
Right, which I do not know if it has much relation to it. I haven't – it's not on the surface.
It's essentially the same thing. The second one
– Did you look into it?
Yeah, I did. I read both the synopses of those 2 and 3.
Okay.
The second one was like somebody – like I don't know. Was that the third one? I don't know. One of them was like their kid gets kidnapped, and so like his anger turns his hands into guns, so he turns into a weapon.
And I think that's three. The Bullet Man.
Is that three? Yeah, and then he like accidentally kills his kid because they lied, and then he just goes on like a revenge thing. And then the other one was like him and his brother are like weapons because it was like a some project or something. I don't know. I don't fucking know. They both sounded good though. I could have swore Shudder had them all because I remember when I looked Tetsuo up a while ago, there's all of them are there.
If they're there, then it's new.
They're not though. It's just the first one. I already looked.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't. I mean, they should fucking get them.
I mean, Tetsuo, yeah, why not?
On there.
Yeah, they have the fucking Vengeance trilogy. They have Old Boy, Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, and Lady Vengeance.
They sure fucking do.
I need to watch those last two and Old Boy again. So good.
Yeah, fuck yeah, buddy.
You know, the new guy's been with me all week because I'm training him, and we were talking about movies, and then he talked about Old Boy, and I was like, "Oh, you like it?" And he goes, "Yeah, I like it a lot." And I was like, "Fuck yeah, so good." And I just kept talking about it. I was like, "Yeah, I like the American one too." I was surprised they went with that, and he's like, "Yeah, me too." And I was like, "Oh, fuck yeah, best friend."
Yeah, I've been replaced.
Yeah, I kept talking to him too, and I was just like, "Yeah, you know, popping off and getting hot," and he just kind of he never said nothing, but he just kind of like listened to what I said.
When he threw popping off at him.
Yeah, and then next time I changed it, I was like, yeah, I liked it a lot. I changed it. I was like,
eh. It's not working. It's not going over. Did you pitch the TJU?
I almost said that I have a podcast. We were talking about podcasts. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I like this one because it's just these two guys going around like reviewing food from like Applebee's and Chili's, like just chain restaurants. And he's like, yeah, they're two funny guys. They just like rant for like 45 minutes, you know, they just like riff. And then I was like, me and my friend do that, but I thought I never said nothing.
Because you can't have your fucking coworker go knowing that you can't come and shit.
Or that, yeah.
Yeah.
Or what I talk about. There's not even a good show to pitch. Like,
there's not, because it comes up everything.
Yeah, pretty much. And like Depression Cast, is like, well, you want to hear how I got like, I'm sad and want to be a cuck and shit? Or no?
You
want to
hear about this vacation I took?
Yeah, pretty good.
What's you doing, man?
How much I loved this fucking woman?
Yeah, really? Right? But, fuck yeah. It sounds like Tetsuo went over even better than I was hoping it would.
Buddy, I still have no clue what the fuck happened.
You fucking laid it out perfectly.
Yeah, but watching it, I was just staring at it.
Yeah, there is like that plot summary that you can, it's fairly simple when you get right down to it, but there's lots of shit that's happening visually also intertwined with all this that is very confusing, but it's cool.
I guess. Usually I'm dicking around on my phone or I'm doing something else as the movie's going, but yeah. I was just staring at it with like my mouth open like, huh?
Because where is this going to go? Like that's, you know, you want to see.
I mean, yeah.
It's like when you watch Fire Walk With Me, it's like I'm just fucking glued to the screen.
And I turn that off after it goes to Twin Peaks.
Buddy!
That movie is an amazing movie up until the shit we've already fucking seen in that show.
You've never seen any of that.
We already know what happens because they laid it out. We already know fucking Ray killed her in fucking... I almost said Ray Palmer.
Buddy, I disagree. We didn't see that fucking amazing scene at the dinner table. That's new. All right, anyway, so yeah.
Amen!
Oh, so good. But that's the show.
I know.
Yeah, two thumbs up for Tetsuo the Iron Man. Another great Japanese selection for our month of horror.
Yeah.
All right. Do you also give it two thumbs or just one?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds great.
This is one of those movies that's just going to stick with you for a while. I was talking to that dude earlier in the day because we talked about Upgrade, and I was like, yeah, that was one of those movies that like stuck with you for a couple days where I was like, huh. And like that's exactly what this one is. This doesn't stick with me for a couple days and be like,
society.
Yeah. Just, well, that's different.
Is it?
It's better.
Well, it still stuck with you is my point.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Fuck yeah.
Maybe we want to turn someone inside out. Reach up their ass and pull them inside out.
Oh, next time you have a lady over, give it a shot.
Buddy, I can't even get my fucking pee-pee in her ass. What makes you think I can get my arm all the way up there?
Shove it in. I don't know. That's what he did.
That's true.
Yeah. just threw it up there.
Didn't ask for permission. He just straight up did it.
Same with, I think it's a couple days from now, so I won't say it. But, yeah, you know, that one guy from that movie.
Oh, maybe. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we just did it yesterday.
Yep. All right. And we'll see you
at the scary movies. Boo.
Wow, that sure was a great episode, huh, gang? If you liked what you heard, and why wouldn't you, interact with us on social media. Follow us at TNJ Universe on Instagram. That's TNJ Universe. Or find us individually at Sandman Rios on Instagram and ZeroSignal316 on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll see you next time.
Fuck yeah!